over and over again. Why did you abruptly release that young man's hand and turn away from him when you knew nothing about him? Of course, the answer led me always back to that Knights of Columbus pin that he wore, but that was not a real answer, and therefore it did not satisfy me. As I began to reach out in this direction, and that for knowledge, my mind began to unfold and broaden with such alarming rapidity that I practically found it necessary to wipe the slate of what I believed to be my previously gathered knowledge, and to unlearn much that I had previously believed to be truth. Comprehend the meaning of that which I have just stated. Imagine yourself suddenly discovering that most of your philosophy of life had been built on bias and prejudice, making it necessary for you to acknowledge that far from being a finished scholar, you were barely qualified to become an intelligent student. That was exactly the position in which I found myself, with respect to many of what I believe to be sound fundamentals of life. But of all the discoveries to which this research led, none was more important than that of the relative importance of physical and social heredity. For it was this discovery that disclosed the cause for my action when I turned away from a young man whom I did not know on the occasion that I have described. It was this discovery that disclosed to me how and where I acquired my views of religion, of politics, of economics, and many other equally important subjects. And I both regret and